We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Simen Reish Samach Gimel Sif Gimel, which discussed how women should be the ones that light the Shabbos candles. On this, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, "V'im ha'isha enenu b'bayis hachiyav al habal," that even though it's true that women are the ones that are to light, in the event that they're not around, then their husbands should light in their stead. Because men also have the same chiyuv, except that, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah citing various reasons why the women are the ones that light and the men fulfill their obligation through them. On this, Shlomo Sar Arbach was asked the question, what happens v'im gam habal einu b'bayis? Mom and dad are not home, and you have kids in the house, and they're the ones that are instructed to light. U'b'bayis bonim u'bonos, yesh schus kedima l'bas shagil mitzvos l'hadla kaneros. That between boy and girl, it's better that your daughter, who provided that has reached the age of chinuch, she should be the one that lights. She takes precedence over one's child, one's son. Continuing in this theme, the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos says the following. Mi she'ein lo isha, a person does not have a wife. Oz yeshu lav achiv l'hadlik ba'atzma ner Shabbos. There's still an obligation. Candles must be lit. And therefore you, being alone, must light the Shabbos candles. And then he says that this is also, when it comes to a woman, Shein Nesua, a woman who's not married, and we'll discuss meaning that she's alone, that she has to light candles herself, that she has her own house. V'yesh chiluk, there's a difference, im hu dar b'chedo vado, o im dar b'yachad im acher, the difference if one has a roommate, or you're living all by yourself, sh'mishyesh l'cheder miyuchad l'atzmo, if one is by themselves, they have their own place, they're independent, then they have to light the candles themselves, and they cannot rely on anyone else. However, let's say that you have a roommate, you're with someone else, similar to the husband and wife relationship, it's not necessary for each of them to light themselves. As long as there's someone in that house that's lighting, so your roommate lights the Shabbos candles, so you can take part in their lighting, provided that you pay for part of the raw materials that are being used for the candles being lit. You buy the candles, you buy the oil, part of the, you purchase some of it, so therefore you're taking part in this mitzvah. And for that reason, you fulfilled your obligation, even though you're not the one that's actually lighting. Misha samach al shulchan acher. Let's say a person is dependent upon others. Kamo misharis ol tamul bebeis rav. Let's say you have a student, and you're in your teacher's home, and that's where you're dorming. Or, for that matter, you're a servant, you're a maid. V'chein hadar eitzel mishpacha. If you have a person that is single, they live with their family, they live at home with their mother and father, for example. Nechshav kechel kemishpacha. They are already absorbed together with the rest of that family. V'yachalotzeis im ner shel bal habayis afil blinis din espruta. A child, as long as a parent is lighting the Shabbos candles, they don't even have to take part in paying for these raw materials, these materials, but rather, just as long as they are part of the family and that they're dependent on them, that they're living with them, then they fulfill their obligation. It's only when they're on their own that they would have a separate obligation to light. And then one last halacha, which with regard to eating out on a Friday night. It says, Isha she'enu ochelos b'veisa b'leil Shabbos. So let's say it's Friday night and you're invited to someone's home. V'hainu she'olechas im bala lechel b'bayis acher. You're not planning on sleeping at this home. You're going to eat there Friday night, and you'll be there maybe for a couple of hours, and then thereafter you're going to walk back to your home. The question is, where should candles be lit? Even though you're not going to be eating Friday night in your home, better you should light the Shabbos candles in your home. Even though you're not going to be physically eating by those candles, it's not a problem. He says, provided that srichli hanos minerosaha b'layla, so long as you derive some benefit from these candles, in which one of the two ways that's accomplished is for you, before you go to their home, let's say the man goes to shul, the wife will stay at home, it's already shkia, she can light, and she'll derive benefit from those candles, even if she's not eating. And that's fine. Or you could come back to your home knowing that the candles are long enough that they'll continue to be burning at that time when you've already finished your meal, so you can derive benefit from the candles then. In those situations, it's better to light at home. Nonetheless, if you're concerned that you're not going to make it home on time, perhaps the candles will already be extinguished by then. For whatever reason, you're not able to wait in the house before you go to their home Friday night. Ad acher knisas halayla. Oz then teilech kodim shalmos l'makim shasid l'achosham. What the woman should do, she should go, instead of getting there Friday night when it's already past Shkia and start the meal, she should get there before Shabbos, and she should light the candles at that place. V'tadlik sham nerosah. V'yafil im gam madlikos sham shar mishpachos. Even though there's other candles that are burning, it's not a problem. Yechol kol achas l'hadlik. Everyone, all the women separately, unless they have a few different families, they could all light in the same home. V'gam levarach al nerosah. And they're also able to make a bracha. But Tom, and the reason why, so what's the purpose? You're not really benefiting anything because there's always all these candles. Shigam b'toysefes or yesh simcha b'oinig. We say that even if you're just adding a couple more candles means it's going to be lighter, and therefore a greater level of the meal being enhanced by this light. And therefore it's not a bracha l'atala, even though there's other candles burning. However, he says that one should be careful that they should be separated, that they should not be placed in the same menorah, but rather they should have their own distinguished areas in which they're being lit. And this is something which we'll conclude with, that we see on Friday night every time we have a shul dinner, that because the meal is going to extend itself to such so long that by the time you would get home after that Friday night meal which we have in the shul, the candles would have already been burnt out by the time you got home. Therefore, we light the candles in the shul, which is the place where we're eating, and that's something which is the proper way of doing it. Again, when they do light, we have a little bit of separation between them in order to distinguish, and a bracha is allowed to be recited.